we're putting flags on council property. That's not the place to put flags. It's not the place to put flags on lampposts, on railings. It almost demeans the flag. If you're going to raise a flag, you should raise a flag on a flagpole. That's the right place for a flag. These are often cheap flags. And after they've been up sort of a couple of weeks, they begin to look very tatty, very messy, and they're just not appropriate. There are also various health and safety issues. Flags that fall from lampposts, flags that get blown off, can blow onto cars, can cause all sorts of issues. Many of the people putting up the flags are not putting up the flags because they are they have extremely patriotic motives. They're putting up the flags to cause issue and to cause unease amongst members of the population, and it's not right. We fly the flag on the civic buildings in Sutton. We fly the flag on a flagpole which is in Sutton High Street, and that's fine, and I'm happy to do that. But we're not going to have a whole load of flags scattered across the borough. It's not right.
I did see the letter from Anne Long, which said that the council, through a Freedom of Information request, £27,000 has been spent on private contractors and additional security to take these flags down. And why is it costing so much?
Because unfortunately, firstly, to take the flags down, we need to make sure that we've got the proper equipment. So you have to hire a cherry picker and you have to have staff to come and do it. However, unfortunately, we've had to have more than just a couple of people going up the cherry picker and taking them down. We've had to have security staff with them to make sure that the people taking the flags down are not... But basically, the people taking the flags down have been facing abuse, they've been facing threats, and so we've had to have extra security to ensure that they can take the flags down safely.
Okay, so the group that's now saying I don't know if you're aware of this, but the group that's now saying in response to that letter, they're going to take them down. I mean, I guess you're saying, you know, wait for them to be taken down professionally.
Well, basically, don't put them up in the first place. If you hadn't put them up in the first place, we wouldn't be having to spend this money to take them down. It's not easy to take the flags down safely. You can't simply get a ladder and climb up the lamppost. That's dangerous. And there have been reported instances of people actually falling off ladders, doing this and killing themselves. So, you know, basically, don't do it. It's not safe. We have to get qualified contractors with the right equipment to take them down. And as I say, I do need to emphasise, in addition, when the contractors previously did take the flags down, they got lots of abuse and threats from some members of the public.